Testing of deer for CWD will occur where deer with a fatal disease have been found in the past, that is the two disease eradication zones in southern Wisconsin. Wildlife manager Pat Berenger says they'll also test in some areas where the Department of Natural Resources was unable to test enough deer last year. Testing goals were met last year with no CWD found in La Crosse and Monroe counties where Berenger works. Berenger is confident tested areas like those he oversees are disease-free.
Deer can move somewhat, but the area here that we concentrated on is quite a bit, or quite far away from where existing disease concerns are. And so I think in the future what we'll be doing is we'll be going on a cycle where every 3 or 4 years we'll be doing some sampling.
Some question the DNR's deer population estimate, but Berenger says he's been seeing a lot of deer. Hunting license sales are up, so he expects a lot of hunters. He says the weather will play a big part in the hunt's success. Snow is good for tracking. On the other hand, cold, wet weather means hunters don't stay in the woods very long. Most deer are harvested this first weekend of the gun deer hunt. On average, about 300,000 deer are killed during the season. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.